Here we go. All right, welcome everybody to today's stock market update. Today is June 2nd. Yesterday was the first day of June. We have a lot to talk about because yesterday on the first day of June, stocks were falling. And we'll talk about why that is. Also this morning, crude oil falling with news out of Saudi Arabia. So we'll take a look at this. Meta's, Facebook's COO is stepping down. We'll see what this means for the stock. And we have some more surprise earnings. Plus today, we want to show you of why we are considering rolling in options and how exactly we do this. So as you can see, there's lots to talk about. We're still live from Germany. It is 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's what it is. Okay, and if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And together, we have more than 47 years of trading experience. And usually every morning, but now every lunchtime, we're sifting through a mountain of newsletters, reports, and websites, and then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If this is your first time here, I know it can be a little bit overwhelming, but don't worry, we have a special video just for you that I'll link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. So Mark, you're still discovering new things in Germany.
I am. Enjoying every minute of it, but at the grocery store yesterday, we picked up a few different things to try that we haven't had before. Chocolate's cheaper here.
Way cheaper.
Way cheaper.
It's so much better.
So far, so good. But the fruits and vegetables were a little different.
So you picked up these fruits that you have never seen before.
I can say that I haven't seen them in the U.S. Maybe I haven't looked hard enough, but it was interesting. It's kind of like biting into an apple, eating a cherry, and then finishing up with a tomato. I enjoyed it. I know that sounds strange, but it was sweet and a little bit of sour.
All right. Good. Very popular here. I'm surprised that you didn't know them before.
No.
I think they originate from Brazil or Colombia. I don't know. Somewhere there.
Interesting. Well, they're good.
They're good. Let's take a look and see what's happening in the market. So yesterday, let's move this out of the way here. Yesterday, the S&P down. It was a really interesting day. If you look at a 5-minute chart, I mean, we first opened higher and things looked good, but then, boom, a massive slide, a little bit of an attempt of a recovery, but then a slide into the close. So what's happening here? What caused this?
Yeah, I mean, really all over the place. And what's causing it? Well, Marcus, last week was such a nice rally and such a nice up week that to me, it's not that much of a surprise that we're pulling back just a little bit, because usually you just don't go straight up, right?
Right. And we haven't had these three up days in a row in quite a while.
Exactly.
I mean, we were really surprised that last Friday ahead of the long weekend, we were rallying into the close, finishing at session highs. And then on Monday, a little bit of a pullback, but this was yesterday, I think we saw some profit taking.
Yeah, and so a little bit of that choppiness, but pulling back, profit taking. Also some jobs numbers, some jobs reports coming out today we'll talk about, and also tomorrow. So a little profit taking before the biggie on Friday.
Yeah, but I think one of the biggest excuses that traders use for the slide were actually comments from Jamie Dimon, the CEO of JP Morgan,
who said, brace yourself
for an economic hurricane. And I mean, he went on record last month saying that he sees storm clouds on the horizon, but he also said, you know what? These storm clouds could actually disappear. But yesterday at an investors conference, he had some different words for it.
Yeah, he said, we don't know if it's a minor one or a superstorm Sandy or Andrew or something like that. And it's he said that JP Morgan is bracing ourselves and we're going to be very conservative in our balance sheet.
All right. So we don't know if this really what investors used or if it was just a profit taking. And also this morning, really interesting, we had some news from crude oil. Crude oil has been marching higher, but now this morning, a little bit of a pullback, right now pulling a little bit higher, but there were some news basically out of Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, definitely down earlier and coming up a bit off of session lows. The news there that Saudi Arabia is prepared to raise crude oil production if Russia's output sinks under EU sanctions. Another interesting thing here is that Citi says that oil should be trading around $70 as demand drops and a recession looms.
Now, this is really, really interesting because we talked about it yesterday. I mean, Russia, under all these sanctions, has been doing really well because crude oil prices and commodity prices have been skyrocketing. And yes, at some point, they need to go back into the mid-80s. So Citi's prediction here to go back to 70, that seems a little bit extreme, don't you think?
It does. I mean, even since the Russia invasion, you're looking really at a range maybe between 95 and 120. So getting back to those lower levels, possibly, but 70 is a big drop.
Yeah. So the big news this week will be unemployment. And you said we already had some jobs coming out yesterday with the JOLTS job openings. And let's just zoom in there. So some of the news yesterday that they were actually coming in lower than previously. So we were not as much going up. It seems that right now the job openings are declining a little bit, and that's actually a good thing.
Yeah. So not as high as last month, but a little bit better or higher than forecast. Today, though, a bigger report, ADP non-farm employment change. And with this one here, the ADP private payrolls data revealed that it's the slowest job creation pace of the pandemic era recovery. So we're definitely slowing down there.
Right. But if you look at the big report tomorrow, and the big jobs report consists actually out of three reports, the average hourly earnings, the employment change, and then the unemployment rate. Now, obviously, the unemployment rate is one of the factors that the Fed keeps an eye on. But they recently said they are really concerned about the average hourly earnings because they want to make sure with inflation already skyrocketing because of higher food prices, higher energy prices, they do not want this to go higher because of higher wages. So they want to make sure that the average hourly earnings stay relatively stable or even decrease. And that's where it's actually good if we hear from companies that they are right now putting on hiring freezes, or here when we see that, okay, the employment market is not as hot as it used to be, where we went almost to full employment.
Exactly. Another report today coming out, but less significant. Unemployment claims, 200,000 Americans filing for unemployment last week versus the 210 that was expected. So we're still kind of at lower levels there, but that's minor compared to the ADP non-farm number and then also tomorrow jobs report.
Right. All right. So we'll see. Okay. So what else do we have going on? I mean, the big news, the CEO of Facebook step down. So yeah. Sheryl, what's her name again?
Sheryl Sandberg.
Sandberg.
Yep.
Right. After 14 years, she said, "I'm done. I'm stepping down." So that's kind of big because she basically, together with Mark Zuckerberg, shaped Facebook.
Yes. You know, this is interesting because it's big news because you could read into it and say that, hey, if she's stepping down, maybe there are problems on the horizon. There have been some other people who have left as well. You know, an interesting thing with one of my girls who graduated from UC Berkeley, she actually gave the address to the graduating class and told a little bit about her story. And there was some tragedy in her story. And I believe it was that her husband passed away while they were on vacation. And so there's a lot going on. I almost wonder if it's just her time. Right. It's a new story.
Reasons.
Exactly. Like ready to do something different. But of course, the media is going to pick it up because it is huge news.
Yeah. Talking about huge news. I mean, GameStop reported earnings yesterday and everybody was waiting for it because GameStop recently was in the news again as the meme stock. So this is where everybody was expecting a huge move. Let's take a look at what happened here. And it was a non-event. So, this is where not much going on. Yesterday, GameStop was down 2.6%. This morning, pre-market trading 2.5%. So really not a whole lot going on, even though they did miss earnings. Huge miss there.
Big miss. But when you have that sort of volatility and people buying it and selling it for random reasons, that doesn't really matter.
Yeah. All right. The other one that was interesting, though, was Chewy. So Chewy reported earnings and they in pre-market trading jump up 16%. That's quite a jump.
That's huge. So they had a they beat, right? Compared with forecasts. They also reported better than expected revenue and stood by its prior outlook. I know that we have a little joke with some of the Mastermind members because Chewy hasn't been my favorite. I haven't been trading it for a while now, and I'm glad that I haven't. But a nice run for anybody who's in it.
Yeah, so that's good. All right, so we're going to talk about some of the positions that we are in, and one that I consider rolling. You actually rolled one yesterday, but I just wanted to bring up two more interesting things here that I saw this morning, and one of them is that a third of Americans who are making $250,000 or more say that they're living paycheck to paycheck.
Wow.
Right? I mean, isn't that a little bit surprising? And it seems that even the millennials that are earning $250,000 or more, half of them are saying that they're living paycheck to paycheck.
That's pretty crazy, since it seems like half of them live with their parents.
Okay. All right, so let's actually take a look at our positions. And so few hog, so this is where, let me zoom out a little bit. We're both in this pre-market trading, trading at 33.85. So we sold the 32 puts expiring tomorrow for 56% annualized. This one is looking good. Tapestry TPR, really interesting, a little bit all over the place. So we were trading as high as 35.
Yeah.
Not enough premium in there to sell calls, but we're getting close to possibly being able to sell calls. Up a little bit in pre-market trading here, just a few cents. But for me, the big one here is NVIDIA. So I got assigned at 195. I sold the 195 calls, and now it's a question of, should I roll it? And you were in AMD, and you rolled it yesterday. So I just wanted to walk you guys through of what our thought process here. So we're going on the calculator, and this is when we're looking at selling calls. So let me just collapse this, do it a little bit bigger, and say, okay, and NVDA, so the stock purchase price, what it is, 195. And we are looking now for next week's expiration. I have 600 shares of NVIDIA. The strike price that I'm looking at is exactly the 195 that I got assigned in. And now I want to see how much premium can I get if I'm rolling into next week. And what does this mean? It means that here, if I'm going into my account, I have to actually close the 195 strike price. So we are going to the 195. This is a call that I sold. I need to buy to close. So I have to buy it back, the whole six contracts that I have here. And then we are rolling it into next week with a strike price of 195 at the same time here. So this would be also a call, and this would be a sell to open for the six. And that's where we see right now. I mean, as of yesterday, because the markets are closed, I could get $1.90 for it. So that's what we are plugging into the calculator. And if you look at it, at $1.90, we see annualized, that would be 39%. Doesn't sound bad. But
yeah, not bad. If we were starting the whole wheel process, 30% is what we're looking for at a minimum. But on the roll side, we always like to get 60% or more. And that's because, you know, when you roll, you don't have a whole lot of wiggle room if the stock is pulling back, right? You own stock, you're selling calls. So if it's pulling back, then you're losing on the stock side. And so at 39%, it might make sense to just let it get called away, sell a put 5% below the market, and get 30 to 40%.
Right. So this is where we can see how much would I need. And it's probably around $3. And again, knowing that these quotes are from yesterday and today, especially out of the call that we have here for this week, some more time value will get sucked out. So this might drop another 20 cents. And so it would be possible throughout the day to maybe get my $3. I'll definitely keep an eye on this one because that's what I'm looking for. So if I can roll the calls for a net credit of $3, I'm going to do that.
Sounds good.
All right. Anyhow, so we wanted to show you of how we think about rolling, whether it makes sense rolling. And again, the closer we get to expiration, tomorrow's expiration day of this one, the more of the time value will get sucked out of there, and the more likely it is to roll. So this is why we typically roll on Thursdays or Fridays. That's when the chances of a roll and getting filled here to get the 60% are highest.
Yep.
All right. So there's only one of the things that we will do here together with our Mastermind members in Lore. Super excited to get start trading. We have 50 minutes before the markets open. So let's get ready.
Sounds good.
All right. So have a great day, and we'll see you again tomorrow for us afternoon.
Happy trading, everybody.